As we continue our series in Lent on the Ten Commandments, it's the perfect time to talk about the seventh and tenth commandment. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's goods, which is all about our relationship with material possessions. And it's perfect for two reasons. One is because we have today the story of the prodigal son, which is really about somebody who left behind their inheritance as a son of God and turned it in for material possessions, was left empty. It's also perfect because yesterday I had to get a new cell phone, which I put off until the last minute. Many people enjoy this, I know. They like getting the latest technology. I dread it, and I hold on to my old phones for as long as possible. For me, I always imagine purgatory is being stuck in a cell phone store with a clerk trying to upsell you on a screen protector. And I know why they do it, because I bought one. So that's... I've never had a cracked screen, though. So when we think about the cell phone, it's a perfect example of how material things don't satisfy us. It's the latest and greatest now that we have, and then in a couple of years it barely works. But it's a more of an example for everything that we try to fill ourselves with, and it asks us to think about our relationship with the material world. That everything, first of all, and most importantly, is a gift from God. That has to be the attitude that we look at everything with, especially our material possessions. Now we might say, no, I actually work very hard for what I have, and so I've earned the things that I have, those material possessions. But even the work that we do, the talents that we have that allow us to do the work, the health that we have that allows us to go to work, and the work ethic that we possess, those are all gifts from God. So truly, even the things that we work for are true gifts. And it doesn't mean that material possessions are bad. God wants us to enjoy the things of this world. So there's nothing wrong with having a beautiful home or a nice car or going on an enjoyable vacation with your family and friends. These are all good things. The question is, how attached are we to them? If we were to lose them, would we lose our peace as well? If the answer is yes, then we have a disordered relationship with the things of this world, and we don't trust in God enough. The attachment is really the root of the problem. I like to use the story that I've used before about St. Teresa of Avila. And she, of course, had a very poor convent, and very wealthy women used to go and live at the convent, and they would give away many possessions. They would leave their wealthy families, and they would enter into the convent. However, they would still get attached to the little things they had. If after laundry day, the quilt that they had enjoyed using was given to somebody else, they would become very angry. If the pitcher for water that they liked had gotten chipped, they would become disturbed. In other words, they had given away a great deal, but they were still attached to the things of this world. So there are many wealthy people who are detached from the things they have and are very generous with their time, talent, and treasure. And there are many people who don't have very much but are very attached to what it is that they do have. It's not about how much or how little we have. It's about our relationship with the things that we have in our lives. So anytime that we get too wrapped up in them, that we think about them too much, that we worry about finances too much, to the point where it interferes with our relationship with our family and most of all with God, then we have that inordinate attachment that we have to work on. You know, I bury a lot of people in my line of work. And when you look into their coffin, there's not a lot in there. They certainly don't bring their cell phones with them. And if they did, they wouldn't get very good reception where they're going. I was talking to somebody after the last mass, and they said that the way they think of it is, you never see a hearse with a U-Haul connected to it. You really can't bring it with you. And so we have to have that ideal that you don't bring it with you, so store up your treasure where it will be brought with you, the treasure in heaven. That's why Christ says, store up for yourselves treasure in heaven where it can't be destroyed. Our Lord gives us these commandments, as I've said, for our freedom. He knows that material possessions aren't going to give us what we need, that lasting fulfillment. And not only that, but we shouldn't covet what other people have either. We shouldn't look at what other people have and want that inordinately, because that will always be a losing game. There will always be somebody with more stuff than we have, with something better than what we have. And when we think about that, we know that it's going to give us that discontent. We've had that experience, each and every one of us. Even if you're Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world, there's always going to be somebody who has something that you don't have. I think about JCPenney. When I was a teenager, I worked at JCPenney, and I learned a little bit about the founder. JCPenney was a poor guy, and he started a little general store, and he had this revolutionary idea about having a mid-range department store that went around the world. So by the time he was an old man, he was one of the wealthiest people, if not the wealthiest, in the whole country and in the world. But he was always dissatisfied because he bought a big mansion in New York, and he was never truly accepted by the people around him because he was the nouveau riche, he was the new rich. He wasn't part of the elite. So what he really wanted was something that he couldn't buy. And meanwhile, the elite in New York, the ones who had been wealthy for generations, they were upset because they were jealous of the fact that JCPenney, this upstart guy, had more money than they had. So you have all these people that seem to have everything, and none of them are happy because they had that inordinate attachment to things of this world, whether it be money or prestige or any of the other lies that the world tells us will make us happy. So each of us has to look into our own lives and say, where am I overly attached to something? Even priests can fall into this. Sometimes if you're at a priest meeting, you can think, why is the bishop talking to that guy for so long? Or why did that priest get that assignment and not me? We can all fall into the problems of coveting what others have when we really have to be happy with the many gifts that God gives us. If we spend a few minutes each night thinking about two or three things that we're actually grateful for, and every day has things that are gifts from God, then we're truly going to change the way that we see our lives and start to feel that fulfillment that the Lord promises us if we follow these two important commandments. St. Teresa of Avila, again, wrote something that we can all walk away with that really changes the way that we look at material possessions. She wrote it in her prayer book, in the margins, so it's something that came as the fruit of her deep prayer and relationship with God. And she wrote to us, "Let nothing disturb you, let nothing frighten you. All things are passing away, but God never changes. Patience obtains all things. Whoever has God lacks nothing. God alone suffices."